I supposed to see a somersault or somerset, something in an inch of a cartwheel.
Oh, you don't.
Where it doesn't necessarily let his back touch him. You're assuming that he lets his back touch the ground, right? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking more in terms of his hands touching, but the rest of the body not touching the ground.
I understand. Okay. And talking about swimming, if someone can't swim, if he gets in water that's very deep, he might
drown.
Yeah. So-and-so last week, he
drowned.
Yeah. A lot of people have in that place.
Drowned.
Okay. Around where you grew up, did the storekeeper ever give you something a little extra for, you know, paying off your bill, something like that?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word lanyap?
No.
To mean a gift or something extra? Okay. What would you say a baby does before he walks?
Crawl.
All right. And if there's something stuck up in a tree, like a kite, you would have to... The tree.
Clam.
Yeah. You did it last week. You
clammed.
And if you have done it several times, you have
clam.
Okay. All right. If a child is about to go to bed, but he's going to say his prayers, mm-hmm. you say he did what beside the bed?
Kneeled.
Mm-hmm. And if I'm tired, I might say, well, I feel a little sleepy. I believe I'll down on the couch for a while.
Lie down.
And talking about somebody who's very sick, you might say, well, he was so sick, he just in bed all day.
He laid in bed all day.
All right. And when you're sleeping, things that you see in your sleep, you say you begin to...
Dream.
Mm-hmm. Last night, I about so-and-so.
Dreamt.
Okay. I have that several times.
I have dreamt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was dreaming about... falling, but just when I hit the ground, I
woke up.
Mm-hmm. What would you say I did if I brought my foot down very hard on the floor like that?
Stomped.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say, after a party, you might ask a girl if you wanted to see that she got home okay. Mm-hmm. You might ask her, may I
walk you home?
All right. What would you say if you were in a car?
Carry you home.
Okay. And if you got your car stuck, you might ask somebody to wrap a chain around your front bumper and you out.
Pull it out.
Or get behind you or give you a...
Push.
Yeah. If you were... had to maneuver a very heavy trunk for a distance, you might say, that thing for 3 blocks.
Pulled.
Okay. Another word you might use? Like if you had it up around your shoulders.
Pull. Or, carrot.
Yeah. Thing besides that.
Tote.
Yeah. When you use the word tote, does that necessarily suggest a heavy weight?
Yes.
It does. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Let's say if children were playing in the kitchen around the stove, which is on, their mother might say, now that stove's hot, so it...
Watch out.
Or...
Don't put your hand on it.
In other words...
Or it may burn you.
Yeah, it'll burn you if you... it.
Touch it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. If you needed a knife or something, you're going to send somebody for it, you might say, go, get me the knife.
Get me.
Okay.
Fetch me.
All right. When we were talking about, I don't remember when I asked you this or not, when we were talking about tag, was there a place that you could run to and be safe when you were playing tag?
A base.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if I throw you a ball, you're supposed to...
Catch it?
Yeah, I threw it and you...
Caught it.
And every time I've thrown it, you have...
Caught it.
All right. If we're going to meet in town, I might say, well, if I get there before you do, I'll wait...
Until you arrive.
Or I'll wait blank you.
For you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if your father has a hired man who hasn't been doing his job, he might say, well, I don't want to do it, but it just looks like I'm going to have to get of him.
Get rid of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And he might come back after he's been fired and say, oh, come on, give me another
chance.